Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
From KCBS Radio, I'm Matt Pittman, and this is Bay Current for Thursday, March 31st. And today's a story I think we're all pretty excited for you guys to hear. Joining me is Kathy Novak, my KCBS Radio colleague. And Kathy, just when this story first ran on the air, I think we all were just smiling because it was a fun story to listen to. And I just imagine myself being in the position that these kids in San Francisco are in, getting a chance to not just play music, but to approach learning and playing music from being the perspective of being a goal of theirs, something that they want to do when they grow up. I wanted to do something cool when I grow up, and I guess I have a pretty cool job, but these kids are on the right track. Tell me about it.
Well, this is a program that's part of the Career Pathways program at SFUSD. The school district here in San Francisco has this career technical education where the idea is to expose students to different areas that, yeah, they might be able to go into as their career. So think like, you know, culinary, engineering, whatever it might be in this case. It's the arts, media, entertainment, here, music, and specifically in this class, it's music tech. This is a program at the June Jordan School for Equity in the Excelsior neighborhood of San Francisco. And the teacher, as we'll hear, got a grant from a foundation called Save the Music, $50,000, the J. Dilla grant that provides equipment for music tech education. And it was just like a really cool thing to go and sit in on their presentation and think like, this is these kids' music class. When I had music class in school, it was not that cool, even though I enjoyed listening to hip hop. They certainly weren't teaching it in high school. It was more like, I don't know, Les Miserables, you know, choir.
Oh, really? All I had was band, and I had like the option of playing the trumpet, the tuba, or the trombone.
Oh, wow. What did you play?
I chose trumpet and was okay about it about a couple years, and then just, you know,
yeah,
was kind of over it.
Okay, I was like an alto in the choir and then in some musical theater that really did not age well. So these kids, I still don't know that Grease, it's a timeless, but it's not really, you know, teaching kids the best values, right?
Right.
But anyway, I digress. This is the hip hop class, the music tech class at the June Jordan School for Equity, and kids like being given this opportunity to really maybe start a path towards a career in hip hop.
So if you're starting a new class, the first thing you need to do is meet the teacher.
Peace. My name is Mandeep Sethi, also known as Sethi X.
What a strange world, call it a masterpiece. When disaster speaks up for an accurate feat.
And yes, that is Mr. Sethi at the mic.
Now instigates warfare where nobody can sleep.
You're obviously the coolest teacher in school. I mean, tell me about this.
I mean, I personally consider myself a hip-hop artist and a teaching artist who teaches in a high school.
He teaches the music tech class at the June Jordan School for Equity in San Francisco's Excelsior District.
We teach the skills that students need to be able to make industry-level beats, music productions, music engineering, DJing, whether it's sound design, songwriting, and also the music business aspect.
When it comes to making beats, 15-year-old Seth understands the assignment. She's showing this one off at this special showcase.
I joined the school recently because I'm a foster, so I used to live in Santa Cruz, so they switched my placement, so I moved back over here, and I was born here, so it's nice to be back. and they put me here. I wasn't expecting to like do this and stuff like that. I just saw that it was an elective, so I just chose it because I like music.
In the audience are some important visitors from the Save the Music Foundation. It awarded Mr. Sethi the J. Dilla Music Tech Grant, so this class could have $50,000 worth of industry-level gear to make this music.
So the goal is that students come in here and they are engaged in a two-year course pathway where they learn how to make music and be a part of the music industry. And then eventually, after year two, they get an internship or a job in the music industry, and then that can lead to their career.
I'm hoping that this will lead to me getting, like, professional and, like, starting now. I kind of want to, like, go to a studio and get signed to, like, a record label and put out my own music and get a lot of money, basically.
And why shouldn't she have a lucrative, successful music career? The principal here at June Jordan, Nicholas Archibald, says providing that kind of pathway is the idea.
You know, as a small school, one of the things that we were really embarking on a few years ago when Mandeep joined our team was really thinking about how we can provide more opportunities for students to have experiential learning throughout school, and also in a way that could support them with navigating the world outside of high school, particularly if they weren't going to go to college.
All right, everybody get ready.
And it's keeping students engaged, too. 18-year-old Tamron is representing the seniors here today.
Yeah, if you feeling me, give me an A.
Instead of finding, you know, the same thing, like coming to school every day, sitting down, just doing nothing, this opportunity really gives us to express ourselves inside and through sound.
Even through more than a year of distance learning, they stayed engaged. Save the Music board member Tom Chavez says that's partly because those devices they were using for Zoom school can make music too.
Sound studios that used to cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, you have all of that technology literally now on your handheld device, right? So it democratizes music. It makes it more feasible for everybody to get on board and express themselves and on their way to musical careers. And by the way, if they don't have those musical careers and it just becomes a joyful thing that they can do for a long, long time, that's awesome too.
We just want this to be happening every day in every school. And it seems very urgent to me right now.
Henry Donahue is Save the Music's executive director.
When you have music in the school, more kids come to school, the kids do better, the school does better, the community does better.
He's only known her for a little while, but Principal Archibald has already noticed Seth is doing better.
Grew up in different places.
Watching her perform here, for me, you know, I was smiling and just thinking about her when she joined our school last semester. One of the most quiet students I've ever seen. Took me a long time just trying to connect with her. To hear her say more than like two words aloud, I think, was a struggle. And to see her here performing an original song, making amazing beats, and really just sharing her story publicly, for me, it just shows how important and impactful this program is for students like Seth and others, because it does provide a different way to express themselves. And without this program, I think a student like Seth would be here and not really find her way in the same way that she's been opening up and blossoming and growing and evolving through the support of Mr. Sethi and also just the music program.
When we say hip, y'all say hop. This is hip, hop, hip, hop.
The program itself is almost like a healing program. Like, people come through this program with all kinds of issues that they're going through in the past, currently, and they use the music, they use the expression to really heal themselves and to heal others. And it's been healing for me as well as a teacher.
Everybody to scream, one, two, three.
Save the Music wants to bring more of these programs to schools all around the Bay Area. You can find out more at savethemusic.org.
Powered by the J. Dilla Music Tech Grant. Save the Music, that's how we get down. I hope y'all enjoy yourselves. Thank you for all of the students.
That is just about the coolest thing. Again, I told you, I was excited to be able to provide this story for you guys listening and hear Kathy's storytelling about it. But so tell me just real quick, a little bit more about the program, because you'd mentioned at the beginning of the episode and first part of our conversation, Kathy, that this isn't just music. This Career Pathways program extends into a bunch of different career fields that these kids get a chance to explore hands-on.
Yep, absolutely. So, you know, here we were talking about music, and as we heard there, it may be an opportunity to have a career in music. It may also just be having the joy of having music in their lives and in their schools. Another example of a career pathway program at SFUSD is, I think I mentioned culinary. I went and visited with some of the kids who are on that pathway, actually a couple of times. And one of the times they went to the Fairmont Hotel in San Francisco. They met the general manager. They got to see the working kitchen, meet the chef there, the pastry chefs. Yeah, and they were so excited about it. Their teacher was so excited. And, you know, we heard in this story here about how this is a teacher, but he also considers himself a hip-hop artist, and he is. Likewise, in the culinary pathway, the teacher is a teacher, but a chef, really, you know, a working chef. And it really just, you know, gives kids this hands-on exposure to what it's like in these different fields and makes them actually think about, you know, what would it be like to make a life out of this and the realities of making a career in these fields. You know, it's hard to be an artist. It's hard to work in hospitality. So I think it gives them a bit of a reality check and lets them really think about, like, what do I want to do after high school?
Yeah. And just knowing the very, very basics and even having an idea of how to get started, making those contacts even, because, you know, I think we all know from our own experience as you know, boring grown-ups, that's the hardest part, you know, is having a network and being able to jump into the workforce out of whether it be high school or college. Really cool story, Kathy. Thank you so much for telling it, and thank you for your time.
Oh, thanks for having me on the program.
New episodes of the Bay Current podcast are out every day, and we'd love to be part of your daily routine. You can subscribe to Bay Current on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we're on YouTube on the KCBS Radio YouTube page. That's it for today's Bay Current. I'm Matt Pittman. We'll chat with you again tomorrow.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.